The market for fixed index annuities is booming. As KJZZ's Casey Kuhn explains, these insurance products have become so complicated, average consumers may struggle to understand their investment risk.
If you're of retirement age, you may have been solicited by someone selling fixed index annuities as a good investment tool for lifetime income. But before you buy, it's important to know exactly how these annuities work. Cheryl Moore owns an annuity consulting firm.
An indexed annuity actually receives interest that is based on the performance of an index.
If you didn't follow that, let's break it down even further. An annuity is a contract where an insurance company agrees to pay income in exchange for money invested. An index is a formula typically made by banks that insurance companies use to determine how much money you can earn over time. It can be based on any type of market, like stocks, for example. So how do you know which one is best? Again, more.
I think that the best index to use on an indexed annuity is whatever index the purchaser understands the best.
Sometimes a new indexed annuity will be marketed with charts showing the hypothetical performance of your money with returns of 8, 9, or 10% or more every year. But the only guarantee is you will not lose money if the market drops. Those charts can persuade people to buy, and that can lock up money for years with severe penalties for canceling. Mary Lou Thurston is 76 years old and lives with her disabled daughter, two cats, and a small rambunctious dog. She's made almost 50 quilts in the last few weeks.
The house is kind of a mess because I've been busy. I've been making these for care centers.
She admits when it comes to financial matters, she feels a little out of her element. That's why she went to an advertised seminar in 2008. She trusted that agent to put her money into something that would help her daughters after she dies.
That's all I have in life now is my two daughters, so I'm going to take care of them as well as I can.
Then she rolled her money into a new fixed index annuity in 2014, per that same advisor.
He says, you really need to change. And then he raised his voice at me when I said I didn't want to. So he kind of pressured me, and I went and I said, okay, I'll go with it. But I says, I'm trusting you.
Fees started eating into the annuity money, and the payments didn't cover the large life insurance policy she took out either. And now, after being approached by a different financial advisor, Thurston feels she was duped by an agent who made a commission for selling the product, no matter how well it did for her.
I was blind, blindfolded. I just didn't know what I was signing. It wasn't a clear picture to me, and I just put my faith in my agent.
Some critics say these complicated products being pushed on retirees looking for an easy investment have made insurance companies billions. Another criticism is there is not enough oversight on how these new, complex annuities are made and sold. But the problem is if a consumer like Thurston signed on the dotted line, there's not much local regulators can do. Stephen Briggs is a spokesman at the Arizona Department of Insurance.
It's buyer beware.
The department has gotten more than 100 complaints since 2010 about fixed index annuities. That's a tiny fraction of the number of products sold, but more than half of those complaints claimed the annuity seller misrepresented the product. Briggs says annuities, when used correctly, can be a good investment tool.
These can be excellent products for people, products that if properly planned for can sustain people in those twilight years.
The department has an annuity senior consumer guide that says annuities are easy to misunderstand or be misled about the benefits and risks. One insurance group is talking about new guidelines where agents cannot use performance charts to sell annuities if there's no history of how the index works. That idea gets to the heart of the criticism that these can be new, complicated, and opaque products. New, complicated, and opaque, not consumer-friendly words. None of the top three sellers of fixed index annuities in the country would discuss these products on the record, but two emailed statements. One says it has consumer protection programs, and another says they, quote, are aware of individuals who have mischaracterized how fixed index annuities are marketed and sold. The fixed index annuity market will continue to grow and evolve quickly because it's lucrative for those who make, package, and sell it, regardless of how it performs for the consumer. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.